Deadly attacks on coalition forces in Iraq occurring almost daily, the U.S. military is eager to get weapons off the streets, and even pays rewards for heavy weapons and useful information about hidden weapons caches. Selling or even carrying weapons on the streets of Baghdad can mean jail time for anyone caught by the U.S. troops. The U.S. military wants to get weapons out of the hands of Iraqi civilians, and is offering to pay for information that would lead to weapons seizure and even for some of the deadliest arms themselves. Gun shop owner Sahab Hamden is willing to help. He says he can collect the weapons and then turn them over to the U.S. military. Surface-to-air missiles capable of downing airplanes flying into the former Saddam International Airport are worth $500 to the coalition forces. The people bringing the weapons here because they collect them from the Iraqi army, and they asked me to buy these weapons. But he says many former Iraqi army soldiers and others want to turn in weapons, but they're afraid they might be shot by U.S. soldiers mistaking them for terrorists. Sergeant Brent Williams, a spokesman for 2nd Brigade Combat Team of the 82nd Airborne Division, the U.S. military contingent in charge of the neighborhood, says along with surface-to-air missiles, his brigade will pay a reward for information leading to the seizure of heavy weapons, from RPGs to machine guns and mortar rounds.
If somebody has knowledge of an extensive weapons cache or some EOD, or excuse me, unexploded ordnance in their area, and they want to bring that information to us, we will put it to use. We will remove the UXO. We will confiscate any weapons caches. There is one particular case, somebody says they know where 1,000 RPGs are. Please come in and tell us where those RPGs are located. And if your claims or your allegations are substantiated and we have success, we find the weapons you claim are in a particular building, then there is potential for reward there.
But he says U.S. forces are more interested in catching individuals who are using the weapons than in buying them up. In fact, he says a program of buying up weapons could create a new market, which he says the U.S. military does not want. Under a coalition forces policy announced in June, each household is allowed to have one AK-47 or any other smaller weapon, including pistols, shotguns, or air rifles. Beth Potter for VOA News in Baghdad.